Hadley, we're talking about the Business Expo again coming up this weekend. How's it shaping up?
It's doing really good, Randy. We're really pleased with the number of businesses that have signed up and the degree of differences in each business. So it's going to be really good. We're really happy that we have Talk on the Street Eatery. The food truck will be there giving everybody delicious food. We have the OPP and our Rainy River paramedics will have their vehicles there. They'll be glad to share them with you and let you have a look at them. We have fantastic castles that not only have the bouncy castles, but they're also going to do a family movie both Friday and Saturday night. So that should be really good. It will be run like a drive-in. So we'll get the cars parked and a movie on. Rocking for a Reason is back again this year. And this year we have Leons and Greens that are doing a little bit of a contest to see who can raise more for the Rocking for a Reason. So that should be fun to watch. And Homelands is putting on a passport game this year. Well, they'll give you a map when you come in and you can go around to all the businesses, collect signature, and then take it back to Homelands and get put in for more prizes. So we have lots of great things going on.
And again, it's at the Curling Club?
It is at the Curling Club. And on Saturday, we will have the Jail and Bail again. And this year, they're raising funds for Vest for Kitty and Rough Q. So anybody that would like to bring down a bag of dog food or cat food and support whoever's in that jail, raising money for these two worthwhile organizations is more than welcome to do so.
Do you know the number of participants?
I would say around 40.
Looks like a lot of locals this year.
Yes, we have a couple from out of town, but most are locals.
Cost to get in?
No cost to get in. If you'd like to bring a non-perishable food donation, we'd be happy to take that as well and pass on to the food bank. The district stewardship will also be there with their tree sale. So they don't have their trees right now, but they're more than willing to take orders. So they'll be there as well. We've got some great businesses coming in.
And then lots of giveaways.
Oh, you betcha. And the Chamber of Commerce has received our swag bag. So we'll be giving those to everybody who enters so they can put all their treasures in and take home.
Well, appreciate your time, Heather.
Okay, thanks a lot.